Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Silva. It is so good to have you with me once again for a year in the Word. We're reading today from Psalms 36 through 38. I am coming from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. And at this time, we are in order to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace toward each and every one of you, us. We thank you, Lord God, for how you are moving in the background and fixing things that we didn't even know were broken. We give glory to you, Lord, and we give you praise and honor for all the things that you've done already and for that you are working out even right now as we are coming before you into your presence in this hour. Lord, bless, heal, and deliver each and every soul, Lord God, that is gathered, Lord God, to listen to the word of God as it is being read. Lord God, bless their lives, bless their families, bless their bodies, bless their souls. Lord God, let them come alive by your spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and have a mind to say yes to the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, move right now every obstacle and destroy every yoke that has come against us. Lord God, open our minds and our hearts to receive of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you as we go forth before the Lord and into his word on today. We give him glory and we give him honor. Amen. It is always a good thing to give glory and praise to the Lord because he is always worthy. Amen. Always moving on our behalf. Even when we don't see it and we don't feel it, he's always doing something, something wondrous for us because he loves us. And he is the one that has loved us from the very beginning, when we were in our mother's wombs and we were actually without form in a human form. It didn't look as if we were human. Amen. And still the Lord loved us and had a purpose for our life. Even in that state, he purposed us. Glory to God. All life has value. And I praise God that we have that understanding today that he loves our lives and he put us here for a purpose. We were born with a purpose and a purpose to be great, a purpose to make a difference. Amen. Glory to God. We're coming to you from Psalms 36 through 38. I'm coming from the New King James Version of the Word of God, and I shall commence reading even now. An oracle within my heart concerning the transgression of the wicked. There is no fear of God before his eyes, for he flatters himself in his own eyes. When he finds out his iniquity and when he hates, the words of his mouth are wicked and deceit. He has ceased to be wise and to do good. He devises wickedness on his bed. He sets himself in a way that is not good. He does not abhor evil. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house. And you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Oh, continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked drive me away. There the workers of iniquity have fallen. They have been cast down and are not able to rise. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious because of workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, and those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast poor and the needy, to slay those who are of upright conduct. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, and the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the meadows, shall vanish. Into smoke they shall vanish away. The wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. For those blessed by him shall inherit the earth, but those cursed by him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his ever merciful in lens, and his descendants are blessed. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forever. For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a native green tree. Yet he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the blameless man and observe the upright, for the future of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your wrath, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. For your arrows pierce me deeply, and your hand presses me down. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your anger, nor any health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities have gone over my head like a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. My wounds are foul and festering because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are full of inflammation, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and severely broken. I groan because of the turmoil of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before you, and my sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pants. My strength fails me. As for the light of my eyes, it has also gone from me. My loved ones and my friends stand aloof from my plague, and my relatives stand afar off. Those also who seek my life lay snares for me. Those who seek my hurt speak of destruction and plan deception all the day long. But I, like a deaf man, do not hear. And I am like a mute who does not open his mouth. Thus I am like a man who does not hear and whose mouth is no response. For in you, O Lord, I hope. You will hear, O Lord, my God. For I said, hear me, lest they rejoice over me, lest when my foot slips, they exalt themselves again. For I am ready to fall, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare my iniquity. I will be in anguish over my sin. But my enemies are vigorous and they are strong. And those who hate me wrongfully have multiplied. Those also who render evil for good. They are my adversaries because I follow what is good. Do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me. O Lord, my salvation. I have read and you have heard from Psalms chapters 36 through 38. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts in Jesus' name. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you. I hope you'll continue to stay with me in this journey through a year in the word. Amen.